Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to our Nar HaTorah Nida series. This is shir number 23. We're really moving along in Hilchos Nida. And this is the fourth shir on Harchakos. And today we're going to deal with Harchakos, which are globally titled as passing items. Now, these Harchakos can be broken up into three categories as well. Okay, so passing items is the second of the five types of Harchakos. And within passing, there are three sections. There's passing long objects, there's throwing, and there's very heavy objects. Okay, now, we're going to try and understand here the din, when you can be makel, etc. So, passing a long object is going, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Shach, and seemingly the Ramah, Paskin, that is going to be usher for the reason of Shema Yigabo. Remember the two reasons for the Harchakos that are underlined. Many of the Harchakos, all of them practically, is going to be, does it lead to Kirva? Does it lead to closeness? Or is it because of Shema Yigabo, because they may touch? So we Paskin that passing a long object is going to be usher because they may come to touch. There is no room to be makel here. However, in the second case, throwing an object to one another, the Ramah paskins that on the basis of the Rashba that it's usur because of kirva, because this leads to intimacy, can lead to intimacy between the couple. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein paskins that it is because of Shema Yigaba, because you may have, you may not throw it well, and throwing the object may come the two to touch. Now, there are three ways to be matir here regarding throwing an object. The first one, classically, the Pitkei Tshuva brings down, is to throw the object up directly. If you throw a pop fly, okay, and the spouse catches it on the way down, then it's going to be mutter. So you can't throw line drives, but you can throw pop-ups. The second, Rav Moshe Paskins, is that, again, there's only going to be going to Rav Moshe because he holds that it's because of Shema Yigaba, Shitosoi. He says if the couple are very far apart, such that they will not touch, they can throw directly at her since there's no possibility of touching. Remember, for Rav Moshe, the idea here is because they may touch is because usher. So if they're very far apart, then they can throw even line drives. Now, Rav Avadya paskins legamre the meiko for the Svardim. He says it's completely mutter to throw line drives. Doesn't matter how close you are, whatever it is, since the mechaber doesn't bring it down. However, he says it's still best to use the heter and throw it up like we saw above to throw the pop-up. So this is regarding throwing an object. Now, can a husband place a blanket on the wife? The Be'er Moshe paskins that it's going to be usher. He says for two reasons. One, it's kirva. It could lead to intimacy if the husband places the blanket on the wife. And two, how is he going to blanket? He can't touch her. He can't touch her directly. So he's going to buy it to throw it. So therefore, it's going to be under the auspices of throwing, and it's going to be usher. However, we say it's mutter. If she, we say that the case, like we can be matir, is that she can take the blanket, his blanket and cover herself without his aid. Now, the last case, which some of us may not like and some may disagree with, but we have to see what the modern day poiskim say. Can two spouses play ping pong together while the wife is in Nida? Both Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Moshe Paskin, that is usur to play ping pong together, because it is kirva, it can lead to intimacy, it's being frivolous, it's not the right thing to do while in Nida, and therefore it is usur. Note here that Rav Nevinsaw also Paskins, it's usur. Because it is both kirva and it's similar to throwing something to the other spouse. However, for those of us who perhaps cannot get over this idea, the Be'er Moshe is matir and says playing ping pong is allowed because it is part of the rules to make sure that the ball hits the table. Okay, so as you know, you hit the ball, it has to bounce on the table, and then the other person has to hit it back, etc. So therefore, it's not like passing. So that gets rid of the passing issue. However, the Be'er Moshe continues and says that the game is inherently not lightheartedness because it's a sport. You got to win. So he says it's not going to lead to frivolity. It's not frivolous. However, we do not paskin like this Be'er Moshe Lemaisa, and therefore it's going to come out that playing ping pong is also. I just want to point out again that for final practical psak, everyone should contact their local modern Orthodox rabbi.